The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Edward Timmins is with me now, though. Edward is a Fine Gael TD for Wicklow, recently elected to Dáil Éireann, but a well-known family name as well, so no stranger maybe through family, through dad and brother and everything to the corridors of power. Edward, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
And thanks a million for coming in to us. So you have this suggestion for a US President's Trail. What is that? Explain it to people out there.
Well, the idea is to link up geographically all the locations where approximately 23 American presidents, where their ancestors came, and they came from all parts of Ireland. And the idea would be to map out a trail, and it covers right across the island from Antrim down to Cork, to Donegal, to Mayo, to Wexford, as we know from President Kennedy. So to link that up and have it as a tourist trail that could attract American visitors and also Irish people as well, who are not aware of this great heritage that we have on this island, and map it out as a tourist trail, would be a way of developing tourism in Ireland, increasing links between Ireland and the US, building that soft power that we hear so often about, building on that basis that we already have. And thirdly, a nice part of it will be linking the north and the south, because a large number of the US presidents hailed from what's now Northern Ireland. So it would be a north-south link as well, which would bring this people in this island, I think, closer.
Yeah, I mean, it really, we think of the Irish-American link to the presidency as something that nearly started with JFK. Before that, it was an Ulster-Scott story, wasn't it?
That's very much Antrim,
when you look at kind of where they find their ancestors.
Yeah, a lot of Antrim, few Tyrone as well. That's absolutely right. I mean, JFK, I think, was the first Catholic president of the United States who had Irish ancestors. So certainly there is a much broader church, excuse the pun, that links Ireland to US presidents.
So, you know, what would you imagine people will find when they go to these places? Say JFK is a good example, because down and around New Ross, they lean into that. You know what I mean? Everything from the Dunbrody experience. Now, that's not kind of a JFK story directly, but it's related. You've got the Arboretum. You've got the family homestead. You know what I mean? Yeah. They already trade. There's a statue of JFK down in the Keys in New Ross, as you well know. Mm-hmm. So they already trade on the JFK name. I mean, I'm not sure. It's been a long time since I got the bus home from Cork on a Friday after college, and we went through Ballyporeen, but I'm not sure how much they lean into the Ronald Reagan. There was a bar, the Ronald Reagan bar, I remember, but maybe that was about it. In some places, there's nothing. So you'd have to build stuff, wouldn't you?
You would, but also it would explore what I would describe as hidden Ireland. There's lots of beautiful parts of this island that people don't know. It's not on the tourist map, and this would bring people to those parts of Ireland. I believe in the north, some of the homes, there are ancestral homes that are already in situ and, you know, and advertised that are linked to the US presidents. But I think it's a way of bringing people around Ireland. And I often think as well, the best way of learning history and having an interest in history is to follow individual cases, individual life stories. And that brings history alive. You follow an individual. How did they end up in America? How did their ancestors end up in America? And also the geographical location that you see, where they came out of, what little town or village or homestead to come from. That's a really great way of understanding your history, and you know, and a very interesting cultural experience as well.
So what about Wicklow? Does Wicklow lay claim to any?
Well, I'm going to have to do a bit searching, but right now, as far as I'm aware, Wicklow does not have any US president. So my motivation is a national
issue. One. You're to be commended for it. So I was trying to look as well for a Kilkenny connection, and the closest Kilkenny connection I could find is that James Hoban, who designed the White House, was a Kilkenny man. But that might be a stretch maybe.
Yeah.
But it would take people right around the country. So, yeah, an awful lot from the north, as you say. But I mentioned kind of Ronald Reagan and Ballyporeen in Tip, actually. Did I say in Cork? But it's not far from the Cork border. And the bushes from down. And Obama, I mean, you'd get some shock if you came all the way from the States and to find that the Barack Obama stop is a Supermax and a petrol station.
and a cardboard cutout, yeah. I know, I'm sure we can do a lot better than that, yeah.
And would you have a central kind of hub or something, some sort of, you know, museum to these links that
Yeah, that would be certainly.
We've got that, you know, the Epic Museum and what have you kind of celebrates a lot of these links that kind of the. Now, to a degree, it leans into the famine experience as well. To a large, you know, but that those kind of transatlantic links.
Yeah, that would be something we'd have to think about. You know, where are you located? Do you locate it in one of the main cities on the island, Dublin or Belfast, or do you pick a kind of a central point in the country?
Belfast would have a good claim to it. In fairness to them, wouldn't they?
Yeah, if you did the numbers, probably Belfast would probably win out. But you could have two centres. You know, I haven't really, you know. Thought. I mean, that's for discussion, really. You know, I mean, first of all, before you do this, rather than launching into a big expense and picking a centre and looking at a budget for that, you would think more about just floating the idea out there, marketing it, see how it works. If it develops, then you would maybe think harder about some capital expenditure to develop it further.
Yeah, well, listen, we've had kind of very successful initiatives in terms of, you know, things like the gathering, you go back to in 2013, was it? And I know there's ambition in the programme for government for some second iteration of that, maybe over the lifetime of this new government. We've the Wild Atlantic Way, we've Ireland's Ancient East, but you've got to keep reinventing these things to a degree and offering people something new. So that's
things are changing all the time. We live in a dynamic, changing world. So we have to come up with new ideas, new offerings. For American tourists, a new offering, you know, to have the Ring of Kerry, but let's create new things, new offerings for them, new ideas.
Yeah,
and it will attract people that maybe would not have come to Ireland, you know, otherwise.
Yeah, or people who've been, they might come back if there's something new that they can do. We've also got this huge influx with college football games every year. I mean, there's a big market there.
Very successful, yeah.
The NFL coming as well. Now, that might be more of a kind of a European audience, I think, is what people think are going to come to that one. But you still have Americans who are going to come over. I mean, there's a fixation between the relationship between the countries at the moment from an economic and a political point of view. Kind of below that, though,
is the whole culture, the tourist thing. Yeah, the
cultural,
the history, the personal context. There's massive personal context between people. And as you say, the NFL, rather than them coming just for a weekend, did they make a week out of it and travel the country for something like this trail?
I know, and we sometimes, I think, forget how small Ireland is, you know, and it's a big trip in your head maybe to go from kind of Wicklow to Galway, or for me to go from Kilkenny to Sligo. But you speak to kind of people from the States that they think nothing of it. I mean, that's the success of those coach tours. You know, they'll do a day trip, they'll go to Glendalough, they'll go down and visit Wicklow Jail, they'll go to Kilkenny Castle, and then they'll go back to Dublin that night and think nothing of it. We'd want a week's holidays to do all that.
Well, we're very county centric in Ireland. You know, going to another county is almost like, you know, a travel thing. Whereas they'd cross the country, you know.
Yeah.
Ireland is the size of a tiny state in the US, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's an interesting one, and I'd like to hear people's views on it on 087 1400 106. I should ask you, since you're here, how are you finding life in the Dáil?
I'm really enjoying it, Kieran, and it's a great challenge, great honour, and I'm loving every day, and every day I'm learning, and I'm looking to represent my constituency, Wicklow, as best I can and do that link, as I said to you earlier off air. I was a councillor for 20 years. I want to bring that link between the council and Dáil Éireann to close that link that's often a little bit more divided than it should be.
How different is kind of the day-to-day life in Dáil Éireann compared to Wicklow County Council work?
Well, you know, when you arrive in Dáil Éireann and you look around the chamber, it's not a lot different to looking around the chamber in Wicklow County Council. There's all people there doing their best, you know, to represent their area. So it's very much the same thing. Clearly, being a TD is full time, full on, all day. The Dáil sits 3 days a week. The council sits obviously a lot less.
Yeah.
But the dynamic is different. In the council, you have the top table who you're asking the questions to. In the Dáil, the top table is just the Cian Chomhairle. So it's more opposition and government. That's where a lot of the interaction is.
And plenty of bun fights as well at the moment.
Well, no, that's calmed down a little bit. And one other thing I am kind of conscious of as well is I'm elected as a backbench TD for Fine Gael, as are many others for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, that we as backbenchers, you know, should have equal speaking time to, you know, some other people who were elected. but currently don't get as much speaking time to us. So that's something that we're working on to equalise that.
Yeah, well, listen, we know that was that the cause of one of the bun fights, and it's been worked on in the background. And I guess from your point of view as well, from a backbench point of view, there'd be an eagerness to get committees now up and running as well, because that's often the opportunity for backbenchers to kind of really sink their teeth into issues.
Yeah, but that's it. And also to specialise in something that you have a lot of experience of. Like, I have a lot of business experience, European experience. So to bring that to the table at the committee level, that there's an opportunity, and certainly no shortage of opportunities in Dáil-Éireann, and no shortage of topics to raise, as this example displays.
Yeah, well, listen, like I say, 087 1400 106. What do you think of a US president's trail through the country? And there are very few parts of the country it wouldn't traverse when you look at the links that so many presidents have had with Ireland. Fine Gael, TD for Wicklow, Edward Timmins. Edward, thanks a million for coming in to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.